Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is honor runner Shannon Lutit, who has been doing honor runs for more than a decade, dedicating races and expeditions to people who have passed away. Her efforts include an epic 100-mile run in 2008, which she did in honor of her great-grandfather, Billy Lutit. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Anda.
For people who aren't familiar with honor running, can you elaborate a bit more on what it means to be an honor runner for you and why you do it?
I kind of often say that honor running for me is about going the distance for those that have gone the distance for us. And quite frankly, it really is about putting my own energy, my own blood, sweat, and tears out there, and my prayers for those that have given me something in their life or in their being. And it's my way of giving thanks.
When we spoke a few years ago for your Kick-Ass article, you said something to me. I'm going to read a quote. "Never forget our past, because in it lies so many gifts for us about who we are and what we can be." But more recently, you started doing honor runs for people who are still living. So they may be in our past, but they may also be in our present. And I'm just wondering if you can explain why you switched from doing that.
Sure. Well, I'll probably always do honor runs, you know, in the future in regards to those that are no longer with us as a way of giving thanks. But in March and in May this year, I lost two very important people in my life that helped me to realize that when I'm out there honoring and giving thanks, the ones that I don't want to forget about are the people that are here. And too often we, as I said before, we get too shy, or we get too busy, or we get to something that we don't, you know, give that time to say thanks. And it's not that we don't want to. We absolutely do want to. We just don't necessarily have the opportunity in our minds. We think we don't have the opportunity to give that thanks. And so I didn't want to do that for myself anymore. I wanted to make sure that I had this chance to be able to let people know that have been in my life just how impactful and how important they have been. And of course, a big reason why is because I really feel with my father and my nephew passing that I never got the chance to say what I wanted to say to them and while they were here. And so, I'm grateful to my father and my nephew for reminding me of that and giving me this opportunity to try and do this now. So, so I decided after my father passed on May 8th that I would run every day for the next year and thanking those people that are here and making sure that they knew about it one way or another, or trying to. So I post a little video every day and send it out to Facebook land with hopes that that message gets to them so that they know just how important their life is.
And how can people find that? Do they just follow you on Facebook if they want to see the videos?
Yes, they absolutely, they can follow me on Facebook. I'm kind of pretty open on that regards. I haven't actually put it on a Facebook page. I'm getting new to this, getting learned the Facebook world here. But right now people can just go on to Facebook and look me up and friend request, and every day they can tune into the videos and see who is being honored that day.
Well, I wanted to thank you for featuring me and doing an honor run for me and the Kick-Ass Continuum. It really meant a lot, especially because you've talked about the importance of honoring the living as well as the people who have passed. Because as you know, I launched the Kick-Ass Continuum this Canada Day, and one of the big reasons behind it was inviting people to honor and celebrate those who are with them now, because too often we wait. And, you know, there's this saying, people say nice things about you on two occasions, at your wedding and your funeral. And I just thought, we shouldn't wait for the eulogy.
Yeah, no, totally my honor. And that is like a perfect example right there. I just, you know, exactly, we wait, too often we wait. But one of the things that I have totally realized, and I'm realizing more and more every day, is that in our own footsteps, we leave this wonderful path, we leave this wonderful trail. And isn't it a remarkable thing if in that trail is what we're leaving is these gifts of thanks and acknowledgement to those that are here. And like I said, one of the things that I'm realizing is that when I do that, the impact of it is not just in my own world. It's part of my healing journey. And it really is, it helps me to move forward, but what I never realized is what it would do for other people in the process, and not only helping them to move forward, but helping them to feel empowered and helping them to be inspired, and just a whole realm of other things that I was totally not expecting simply by me going out and acknowledging and saying thank you to them. And if you really want to change the world, if you really want to change somebody's world, that is probably the easiest and quickest way to do it.
Just to let them know their importance.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, along those lines, I wanted to talk to you about the Indigenous Speakers Bureau you've launched, because you've spoken about how that is sharing stories and how important that is. Like, that's what we have to leave. That's our legacy. So can you talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
You're the CEO and the co-founder, and mm-hmm. you've been incorporated for almost a year, I guess 11 months. So can you just mm-hmm. talk about what you're doing with that, what you hope to achieve, and some of the speakers you have that you're representing?
Sure. As I had mentioned, when I heard my grandfather's story back in 2004, it transformed my life and as a result transformed thousands of other lives. And really it was a story that had this community had not kept it alive, my family would not have known and would not have gotten their history back. And it just really became very evident to me just how important each of our life stories is, and the knowledge in that we have to pass forward to each other, and the gifts that are in that of inspiration, empowerment, and a whole realm of other things. And as an Indigenous person, I know that our past, our history here has a lot of our stories that may be lost or forgotten or never been shared. And it just is kind of, I think, something that we can't necessarily change all the stories, but we can start today, and we can, even going forward, make sure that we have those opportunities to pass those stories forward. And so the Speakers Bureau became this opportunity where our Indigenous people, who are known for their knowledge sharing and for oral storytelling and the gifts in that, this platform for them to be able to share that with the rest of the world. And also this opportunity for, building bridges between the Indigenous and the non-Indigenous world. So, we have so many Indigenous knowledge keepers and talented people out there that developing a roster is pretty incredible. And as the first international Indigenous Speakers Bureau in the world, we're a bit overwhelmed, yet mutually excited about trying to do the best we can for all of the speakers and the communities. And so we have a number of amazing talents and emerging speakers. And when I say emerging, meaning that they would never have called themselves speakers yet. They would have toured around quite generously, giving their knowledge all over the place. But we have Susan Glucart, we have Andrea Menard, some celebrity names that people are quite familiar with, and then right into some, like, our athletes, like Colette Bergogne, the Paralympian, who is one of the most decorated in the world, right to Georgina Sun, who is this amazing gal who literally came from, if you want to call it, the ashes of a very challenged life, to now releasing her album or her single, and working on her biography and going around and sharing her story with thousands of people every year. So we have this incredible cast of individuals right now, and we have many more coming on yet that are in the process. And as the days move forward, I have no doubt that we'll just be inundated with the excitement of putting on new speakers and faces that people may have never seen before, but as soon as they read their bio and their info, we'll be just pretty excited to be able to have the opportunity to connect with that individual. So,
well, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks. When I say International Indigenous Speakers Bureau, that in itself is a big word, but it's a big undertaking, but it's very, very exciting.
People can visit iispeakersbureau.com to learn more. And so for people who want to follow you, you mentioned they can like you on Facebook, they can friend you, and they can also follow at @LOUTITT_Shannon on Twitter. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. And again, the honor video that you gave me, the honor run, was really incredible, and it meant so much to me.
Thank you, Amanda. And thank you for all that you're doing. That's truly inspiring, and it's truly what the heart of all of this is about. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It's a privilege.